Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a U.S.-mediated agreement establishing the Trump International Corridor for Peace and Prosperity, TRIPP, a 43-kilometer transit route connecting Azerbaijan to its Nakhchivan exclave through Armenia's unique province. The U.S. will lease the corridor for 99 years and oversee its construction and management through a private company, marking a rare American foothold in the Caucasus. Despite hopes, this deal is not a peace treaty, but an agreement toward peace, leaving key issues unresolved. The agreement fails to define borders or address human rights concerns after Azerbaijan's 2023 annexation of Nagorno-Karabakh. Disputes remain over Armenia's constitutional references to Karabakh and the fate of prisoners and displaced Armenians. Domestic opposition in Armenia and regional tensions, especially with Iran, pose further challenges. The corridor's geopolitical impact is profound. Iran faces exclusion from key trade routes and risks losing oil swap benefits with Azerbaijan, while potentially confronting increased U.S. surveillance near its northern border. Russia's influence in the Caucasus is waning, with the U.S. gaining strategic ground at Moscow's expense. Russian officials warn this deal signifies Russia's expulsion from the region. For the U.S., the corridor offers a strategic gateway to boost trade with Central Asia and enhance its regional presence. Meanwhile, China, relying on overland routes to Europe passing through the Caucasus, may view growing U.S. control with concern. In conclusion, while the agreement offers a framework for peace, it intensifies competition among regional powers and raises complex questions about sovereignty, security, and economic influence in the Caucasus.